What's going on, podcast? Happy Thursday. Hope your week's going swell. Let's see. What's on my mind, guys? You know what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about Upwork and not maybe websites like Upwork. I'm talking about having like higher, instead of like always investing in things like equipment, you know, or marketing or, you know, promotion or something like that. Consider investing in personnel, right? Like having someone do work for you, you know, so you pay someone hourly. And that's what I really like about Upwork. I've mentioned this in the past, but like when I was doing research for Spotify playlists, I hired someone on Upwork who was very familiar with this stuff. And I hired this guy to do the research because he knew what to look for, right? He knew how to find them. He knew the most effective ways of finding curators. So that's cool. So lately I found this other guy on Upwork and I've hired him to go on Reddit and go on Facebook groups and find potential mixing clients for me. And I've been reaching out that way and offering, you know, a free first mix. And it's going really well. I've been mixing a ton of people and, you know, when I mix someone's song for free, a lot of things come of it. First of all, it's experience. Second of all, I can potentially ask them if they'd like it mastered, and that wouldn't be free, right? So there's a possibility of that. I can also ask, because I did something really nice for them, I asked them for a review on my website. You know, it's another testimonial. And it's just great for my portfolio. I can add it to my portfolio, obviously with their permission. But that's just doing it for free, you know? And hopefully it's a seed and a relationship will be born of it, just like it has many times. But it's all about casting a big net, right? So anyways, I've hired this guy and he's awesome. And now I'm trying to shift my attention towards not only, I call it Reddit phishing or Facebook phishing, right? For mixing clients. But right now I'm thinking about having him research filmmakers, you know, and try to pitch my film scoring services or specifically I was thinking about pushing Eye the Lurker because it's such like a horror song. I feel like it works so well in a horror film. And just like looking for filmmakers on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Facebook, wherever the best places would be, LinkedIn perhaps, and creating a database. And then I got to work on a film scoring reel. This is all like fresh in my mind right now, man. I'm just letting you know what's going on. You know what I mean? Upwork though. I've hired people in the past, like apart from these two guys that I'm talking about, you know, some consulting. It's like people can bring a lot of value to what you're working on. So consider hiring people, apart from just like equipment and things like that, you know? So yeah, that's my little pro tip of the week, all right? I hope you run with that, guys. I hope you do something like that because it's cool. I'll let you know how things develop. And yeah, have a wonderful weekend, guys. I'm excited for the weekend. Erica's got a big art show, and I'm going to be helping her out. It's a JP Open Studios here in Boston, and she's gonna be selling some artwork, and I'm going to be helping her do that. So thanks for listening, guys. I love y'all, and I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a good weekend. See you.